Dear neighbor. Hi, hello, hey there. First off, welcome to the neighborhood. I live on the fifth branch up on the tree in front of your place, not to brag. So I guess that makes us yard buddies. I just wanted to make sure we got off on the right claw. Oh, sorry. I suppose you guys say foot. I want to get off on the right foot. So I gathered a few items, nothing major. Some sturdy sticks, shiny little trinkets, silver, not gold. Oh, and what else? Wait, that's right. The thickest, juiciest heckin' worms you ever did see. Guess how early I got up for those suckers. Anywho, we're gonna have so much fun, neighbor. Oh, you'll drink your coffee on the porch. I'll sing my little songs. Spoiler alert, it's anything by heart. And you'll wonder if that's my funny little furry friend. And the answer will always be yes. If you need anything, just say the word, and I will be right there for you, buddy. Unless you're moving. But seriously, I'm just a little guy. Have a lovely day, Renona Flyer. Hey, maybe. You know, like neighbor and baby. Never mind, that's weird. I couldn't help notice you didn't seem to enjoy the care package that I foraged for. Just for you. Okay, I just have to ask, do you hate me? Do you hate me? Because those sticks were prime nesting material. I mean, that's the stuff you find in better homes and gardens. Maybe more so in the garden section, but still a very worthy section. You just crushed them with your claws. Dang it, feet. I meant feet. And you flat out ignored the trinket I left you. I could have used that to gain favor with Donna. Donna. She's the siren that decided on the hauntingly beautiful music they play outside of Walgreens. But no, I had to welcome in the new name. And the worms? Ugh, the worms. I poke my head out of the nest, take a very respectful and neighborly peek at your door as you were leaving, and what do I see? You ooching the worms. The waking up at 3 a.m. worms. The fresh after rain worms. The so juicy, their last name might as well have been Couture. Worms to the dirt with a piece of paper. Are you too good to touch my worms? I'm a growing mother who is growing children. I would have loved the sustenance. So, well, if I'm being quite honest, your actions have left me feeling disrespected, underappreciated, and like you're a big bug-brained meanie. Sorry. I didn't mean that. If you want to clear the air, you know where I am. Fifth branch up. Only nest up there. So, yeah. Have a good day, Renona Flyer. March 24th. Definitely not for court purposes. To whom it may concern. Well, I guess I have my answer. Do you want to tell me what this is? Because let me paint you a little picture, Mr. Man.
Sup, Brett, Chet, Rhett, and the Met?
Why don't we pound some brewskis before the big game?
Oh, great idea, man. But like, whatever shall we do with the plastic ring thingy?
I forgot what they're called.
Psh, who cares? We'll just throw it wherever.
Well, I'll tell you what they're called. Death traps. I can see you reading this now.
Oh, Renona's just being dramatic, but just watch.
Let's say I'm just walk hopping along, and then out of nowhere, I get mother flippin' heck. How do I get a horn and my tail caught in the same loop? I'm actually stuck. Help! 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 Wait, maybe I just do a little wiggle wiggle and then I just slip my wing. I did it! See? Death trap. And you just left it in the yard. Our yard. The one we share. As neighbors. How am I supposed to raise kids in such a place? Are you doing this on purpose? I swear, sometimes you act like you own the whole fluffin' place. It's like you don't even know I exist. Please, just give me a little bit of respect and common decency. Please have a heckish day, Renona Flyer. March 30th. Dear Dumba, Judge Judy will be hearing about this. I saw you. I fluffin' saw you. You ever so cavalierly threw away the last note. Message received. Loud and clear, buddy. Well, no more Mrs. Nice Beastie. Why, I gotta claw your eyes with my feet. Ha! See? I remembered. What's that? You're pelting my home with discs? My babies! Dear Oscar, thanks for taking me and my family in. I mean, it's kind of the least you could do, but still. It was pretty homey for a shoebox. Sorry I pooped on your car. Love, Renona Flyer.
El Campo Santo was made in the shadow of the Sandia Mountains in the heart of Albuquerque, New Mexico by Blackout Theater Company. Our goal is to tell the stories of New Mexico on stage, screen, and anywhere else you are. This podcast was made possible with generous support from the City of Albuquerque City Council Department of Arts and Culture, New Mexico Arts, and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. If you like this podcast, you should check out our season one of El Campo Santo. If you would like to learn more about our plays and any other works, check out our website at blackouttheater.com.